This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
And for God's sakes, turn your headlights on. Tuesday,
Are we opening every show with this now?
By the end of this week, you're going to know this song. And probably going to hate it.
I refuse. I refuse.
You refuse to know it?
I refuse to know it.
That's okay.
No, I'm not going to let it situate itself in my head. It's fine.
Take up space. What do they call that? That's not
this
paying
rent.
This
is valuable property up here,
Jamie. I understand.
I can't possibly spare an inch.
I understand. Yes. Indeed, yes. Turn your headlights on. Your headlights don't always know how dark it is. And they don't turn on automatically sometimes if you don't do it for them. And so you have to be smarter than the car.
I bet if you drove a new car and then went, like, had to sell it, because, I don't know, maybe the economy sucks or something, and had to drive an older car, I bet it would take you a while to even know you had to do that. Because if I went back and drove an older car, I wouldn't know I need to turn my headlights on.
Mine is a 2018, I think. I had to take Eclair to the vet this morning.
Your dog.
Yes, the dog. Yeah. And I was out in the rain at like 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning. And mine are pretty intuitive, but I turned mine on manually just in case they weren't coming on because it was bright out, but it was raining.
Why did Eclair have to go to the vet?
The vomit.
Oh, my God.
The she threw up a lot.
She didn't cannibalize herself and eat an Eclair, did she?
No, but dogs can't eat chocolate, so I don't know if it's a good name for a dog or
you
not.
Never mind. I'm going to make people angry.
Go ahead. It's just between
dogs
us.
Dogs should not eat chocolate.
Okay.
Dogs shouldn't eat chocolate. That's a fact. I will say that. Dogs shouldn't eat raisins. That's a fact.
Okay.
If a dog eats...
What's not a fact?
If a dog eats some chocolate, it's not going to die. Like, if a dog...
Depends on the kind of chocolate.
And it depends on the size of the dog. Dark chocolate is worse.
Yes, yeah. Because milk chocolate has less chocolate in it, and it's gross anyway.
For a small dog, it's really bad. Gordon, one time we had a tub of Sun-Made raisins, and I went into the kitchen, and somebody, some little three-year-old in my house, had just left the top off of it, and he had his snout directly in this tub eating raisins. And I went, "You're gonna die!" And rushed him to the hospital, or not the hospital, but the emergency vet. And they were just like, "Nah, he's fine. Like, just monitor him. Like, if he's feeling lethargic or whatever, you can bring him back. But, he's fine. Like, we don't think he ate that many. And even if he did, he's a big dog. He'll be fine."
How about our onions? Because onions is on the list of things that
probably.
You're absolutely not supposed to let dogs have. I ask in part because I cook a lot with onions and... You know, I'm telling you, you just throw onions into stuff. And the smell of something that I cooked over the weekend made Eclair like not want to leave the kitchen. And I didn't want to give it to her because it had onions in it. But I would have if it wasn't going to. Listen, I'm just fostering this dog. Like, yeah. I gotta do what I'm told.
This dog,
and you really
like this dog.
This is a good dog.
Yeah.
This is a good dog.
I've not heard you say one negative thing about this dog other than
this dog threw
she's
up.
Sick. Other than she's sick. But
10 10 times Thursday night. It was twice on my bed. Sunday night into Monday. It was twice on my bed. It was twice when I locked her in the bathroom. It was twice in my office. And it was four times outside because she goes to the back door. She's very well trained. Somebody must have very well trained her. And so when she needed to get sick, she met me at the back door every single time. So it was a lot.
She had like an eating disorder?
It was a lot. I'm going to spare you the description.
You should have like an after school special meeting with
her. Of the vomit.
Yeah.
The first two times it was clearly what she had eaten. And so there's something she didn't like in what I gave her. The other eight times it was concerning. It was a look and a texture that was concerning. So that's why she's at the vet.
Okay.
Because
is it stress vomiting? Is that a thing?
I sort of assume at this point that everything a dog does that's out of the ordinary can be associated with stress when they're in a new environment.
Yeah.
That's what people keep telling me. Makes sense. Everything can be the still trying to decompress stage. But this was like violent. Mm. Like really felt bad for her, wore her out. Kind of getting sick, but she's been fine for the last 24 hours, but I still kept the vet appointment.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Cause is she dehydrated? Did she get into something? I don't think so. Cause I keep my house pretty locked down and I don't keep a lot of stuff out anyway that she could get into, but who knows?
I was really sad to see that on Wayside Waif's, Marina, the dog that they brought in on Thursday.
Yeah.
It's been adopted.
You're sad about that?
I totally was going to scoop that dog up. I'm not even kidding. And here's the funny thing.
Since when are you in the market for another dog?
Since when am I not?
Oh, really? Seriously? Yeah. Or just kind of like when
it
hits
you? I mean, if my landlord's listening, definitely not Ron and Teresa. I would never bring another dog into that house because then I'd be paying extra for it.
What's your pet fee right now?
That's only like $35 a month.
That's not too bad.
But I heard about her being adopted from my wife, from Katie.
Oh, really?
I was like, I don't want my wife to know that I would take this dog. And then she told me this weekend, she's like, oh, yeah, by the way, Marina was adopted.
So she was checking.
She was checking.
To see.
I should have been like, yeah, happy birthday. Yeah, that's right. She's been adopted. And guess what happens when we get home?
That brindle color, I've learned, is popular. People
that,
like that.
Like tiger stripe.
Not color,
thing,
but that color ring is, yeah. That mix of the brown and the black.
Not the callback from yesterday, but you'd be like, happy birthday. Here's another dog. You got to make sure he eats dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
another dog you have to take care of.
Every time you come home, you need to ask somebody, has the dog been fed?
Did you ask her yesterday? Did she
Why didn't she answer the phone?
Me time, or did she not want to talk about that?
She said she was busy. She was in the middle of doing laundry and doing the dishes.
Doing everything around the house, yes.
And she was putting together a bunch of end tables for the living room. So she says,
she puts furniture together also.
I would do it. I didn't even know this was a thing. I came home and there were I was like, where did these come from home? Or from? And she was like, well, I just did it while you were at work. I was like, why? Like, there's one thing I feel good about around here is my ability to do this, turn a screw like that. And she's like, I can do it. And
that's a little Allen wrench. Is that what everything comes with now? Is it the little Allen wrench that we all have 75 of at home that comes with every IKEA set of furniture?
They were actual screws. They were actually Phillips heads. What's going to happen to those things? They're going to fall apart, though.
Because you don't think she's going to be good at this?
No, because I'm going to make them fall apart.
Are you rough on end tables?
No, I'm saying I'm going to break them apart because I can't let her think she can be putting tables together. I can't let her take that away from me. I cannot allow. I'm fixing the car today. Okay, her key fob doesn't work. That is literally. I just have to replace the battery on it.
Because I'm trying to decide in my head, like, what's the division of labor in your household? Like, what are you? Technology.
I screw things in.
Technology.
I screw things in. That's it. And if she takes that away from me, then she doesn't need me anymore. And I know it. And she knows it.
I will say, if you've ever tried to replace, it's a little watch battery that goes in those key fobs.
I know
that's not easy to like. That takes some oomph.
I've done it before.
Do you think
it's
he can handle it?
No, because they've got like a little.
It's not hard at all.
They've got a little, like a little break in the plastic that
and
I don't want
to.
You don't want to like Hulk it open because you'll shatter the plastic.
I like that he's mansplaining to you.
Yeah,
I like that Quentin
he's
is mansplaining
to me something that I've done a million times.
But when I went to go get my, I went to go buy watch batteries at I don't know, O'Reilly's maybe.
Sure.
And
you
the old man behind it, the old man behind the counter, was like, you want me to do that for you? And I was like, I mean, if you're offering. Then I got myself some ice cream.
You know what? I don't let those guys do anything for me. They
I mean,
offer all
I'm not
going to
say no.
And I'm just like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. Why did I come into the do-it-yourself auto parts store if I'm just going to have you do something for me?
I used to own a Hyundai Elantra. And I don't know if somebody still has an Elantra, tell me if this is still a problem. The Elantras used to be really bad on headlights. And I mean, they would go through one each headlight you'd be replacing every year. Mm-hmm. Like every 6 months, one of those headlights would go out. And one of those headlights was super easy to replace. And the other one, you had to take half the engine out of the car to be able to get to that headlight. And I know enough to be dangerous, but I would go to an auto parts store near me or whatever, and they would do the hard one mm-hmm. for me. Do it. Have at it. Take half the car apart to replace that light.
If somebody's going to ask to do something for me, I'm not going to say no. Like,
I'm a tough guy. I can do it.
Yeah, I don't care.
You guys are just weak. That's all. I'm
what did your wife do yesterday?
I'm a real man. She didn't ask me to do it. I would have done it if she'd asked me to do it.
But also, like, it was her day off work.
Yeah.
And all she did was work around the house.
Okay, you know what? I asked her about this. I forgot. I asked her, like, what is your, like, with doing the laundry and dishes and stuff. And she
doesn't trust you guys to do it.
She said, well, some people have control issues. And I
You are also one of those people, I would say.
Right, but she is. So she's mm-hmm. saying, I want to do the laundry because I don't trust anyone else to do it. I want to do the dishes because I don't trust anyone else to do it. And I am fully fine with embracing that neuroses. If that is what gets me to not be interrupted watching Monday Night Football, then that's fine. If she wants to do the dishes, she can do the dishes. But at the same time, if she asked me to do them, I would totally do them.
But I think
she just never has once asked me to do them.
Here is me being an expert in your marriage. Mm-hmm. So I'm very qualified for this.
Right. We need an intro.
By the way,
say that.
We've only been together for 30 years.
And
but
it's not working for you. I know.
Yeah. So it's on the rocks constantly.
But also I'm looking for the thing that, like, what can you take initiative on that she doesn't, she would let go.
Manage the budget. I pay all the bills. I do all the taxes.
But taxes only happen once a year.
Yeah.
I know for
well,
you.
Well, they can be complicated, though, because I have a lot of side business, though.
I have an accountant. So do I. I have the side business, too, but I have an accountant that does
yeah,
mine.
I don't do that.
You could outsource that.
I could.
Managing the budget doesn't take that. I do my own. It doesn't take that long.
Like, I pay all the bills.
I pay all my own bills, too. That doesn't take that long. What floors? Can you vacuum stuff?
You're telling me that
the look vacuuming, on his face right now is like he wants
to kill me. Takes more time than paying bills?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I don't have my bills on auto pay.
I don't either.
I have to go in. That takes way longer. I have to like get the account number and all that stuff and remember
and
to do it.
You have a dog. I would think it would take you way longer to do your floors. Like for dog hair and stuff.
It doesn't take long at all. No. It takes like 10 minutes to vacuum the downstairs. Like it's not. And we have a Roomba, which I bought.
My Roomba doesn't work great.
Yeah. We have a Roomba I bought. The upstairs, I vacuum that like every Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do things. She just does the things that I don't want to do. Like she does the laundry and the dishes. She doesn't have a problem with it.
You
want her to have a problem with doing these things.
No,
that's the problem.
I don't want her to have a problem with it. I always wonder, is there like, cause you hear all the time about, keep in mind, you're also talking to the person who I am an only child and have been on my own most of my life. And I've just always had to do everything. But you just hear about a couple sometimes where it's like, yeah, she says everything's fine and that she's not, but like you want him to do stuff. You also have kids who can do some, like,
that's a better point.
Henry mows the
lawn. Why should
I
have to do anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, use those kids more. Absolutely. Yeah. Like
Finn actually probably would do the dishes gladly.
If I had a staff, I'd be outsourcing to that staff. I'd be delegating to that staff a little more.
No, she just, I used to, when we didn't have a dishwasher, I used to do the dishes all the time. When we lived in a house and that was before we even had kids. Ever since we've had a dishwasher, she has no problem doing it. And I even said, like, you want me to, I can do this. She's like, no, that's no big deal.
My love language is doing the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've dated because I hate it. And so if you really want to show me you care, do my dishes.
She doesn't mind doing the dishes.
That's
the thing. Cause I've done the dishes before and been like, huh? And she's like, you put everything in there wrong. So I asked her once, what is the right way to do it? And she's like, oh, I don't know. I just shove everything in there. So I don't think there's a wrong way to do it. I think she just doesn't want me to do it because she likes doing it. Also, for 6 years, she didn't have a job because I was the breadwinner. I was making enough money that she didn't have to work, which is awesome. And I think like she just kind of got into the mode of like, oh, I do the dishes and I do the laundry. I don't know. I mean, you really
I'm laughing because Quint and I are both sitting here just so chill and I'm just picking on you.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you're acting like this is a big deal.
I'm not. It's not a big deal at all. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm totally fine.
Can you turn his mic down? You're
the one yelling.
Turn his mic down. Think
you're
it's a big
upset.
Deal. You know, you are the way you're saying it, it sounds like that you think it's a big deal.
No, I guess I'm being defensive because
I will say there are some people that are weirdly controlling about how the dishwasher is supposed to be put. My last year up at school, I lived with two people that I barely ever saw. And one of them, she was very, very, very particular about how the dishwasher was supposed to be loaded. And it got to a point where we butted heads about it. And I was like, you can just do it. This is not worth it to me. Mm. And so she loaded the dishwasher for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I was not going to fight over it. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot in my house that I'm so picky about that I wouldn't just let someone else do if they're willing to. Do it. If I don't have to,
again, if it was up to me, nothing would get done. Like I fully admit that. At the same time, I would do things if I was asked to. That's why I feed the dog every day, because she asked me to feed the dog. It's the only thing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's kind of important.
To the dog.
You know?
Yeah.
But I mean, the dog is important to the household.
He's fine. All right, coming
up. That was fun.
1587 has released their menu-ish.
It'd be great if they put it on their website.
Kind of. You're going to find out what kind of food you can get there. And then another local brewery is closing.
We got to talk about breweries closing. For this year so far.
What is this? Is it the economy or is this just younger people not drinking anymore?
Is it property taxes?
It could be everything.
It's going
talk about that next on Midday.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right. Jonathan Weir, based on what we know about 1587 Prime's menu, what do you think the check average is going to be? Check average is how much the average person spends walking out the door.
Oh, God. $300?
Per person?
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
You knew it was going to be a lot. because of it being them. And you can tell from the look, the aesthetic of the restaurant, that it's going to be a lot. And then we're getting a look at some of the it is making me insane that this menu is not up on their website. It's making me crazy.
Right.
I don't expect it to have prices on it because it's going to be a lot and you're not going to care. People are going to go anyway, regardless of how much it costs.
It's about
booked out
there
for months. It's about being able to tell people that you went and they know that.
By the way, if you don't know, this is Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes' restaurant, 1587. There's a drink called Alchemy, which is a tribute to Kelce's
Taylor Swift.
To Taylor Swift. What is that?
I don't know. Somebody needs to tell me.
Could somebody tell me what Alchemy means?
Quentin.
I don't know. The younger
person.
Can we
get the Swifties on the text line, please?
The Big Yeti, I get.
Yeah.
But they're also going to have Wagyu Katsu Sando. I knew one of those words.
Wagyu is beef.
Yes. Jeff,
I don't know the rest.
Katsu Sando is probably really, really, really good beef.
Yeah.
Boneless ribeye. You can't leave the bone in. The bone in better is better. Sorry, it is. It is.
It gives flavor.
It does. You need that marrow. Jumbo lump crab cakes, steak tartare, twin lobster tails, and a Wagyu tomahawk steak.
Okay, that's going to cost
that's
a tomahawk
a
steak,
it's
if you
huge.
Don't know that. It's the one that's the size. I mean, I don't know. It's like 2 feet long. I mean, they're massive.
It's
and
cute.
Those.
The tomahawk is the Chiefs. I get it.
Oh, yeah. It's the one that is served with a bone in. Like, you absolutely should serve that with the bone that sticks in it. That's going to be a $200 steak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just that alone. I suspect the cocktails are going to be $20 a piece.
Probably.
You know, because usually about the highest here is 18. Usually. And that would be at we have a couple of really upscale cocktail bars. Those are going to be $20, $22. The pictures that we have are made for Instagram. They are made for social media. It's not like they need the help with the promotion, but okay. And they look really good. This all looks really amazing. They better get it right.
See, can I just say, and anybody who knows me knows, I love the Chiefs, love Patrick Mahomes, love Travis Kelce, have been a Chiefs fan since I was a little boy in St. Louis. So you think it was easy growing up being a Chiefs fan in St. Louis? What's that? Having said that, I don't care. maybe it's because I care more about them as football players than as people.
Yeah.
If that
Which
makes sense.
Maybe you should.
And I care about them. I think they're terrific people. But and if like, you know, they invited me to hang out or something, like, oh my God, I think I'd be starstruck. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to go eat at a restaurant just because these guys own it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it almost seems gimmicky in a way. Like, I've always said, like, the more crap there is on the wall, it's just to distract you from how bad the food is.
Yeah.
This all sounds good, and I'm sure the food's going to be amazing. But at the same time, it's like, I wouldn't be down for the upcharge, you know? Like, I'm just paying more to say that I ate at Patrick Mahomes' steakhouse. I'd go eat at Whataburger. He owns all the Whataburgers, or a lot of them anyway. I could go eat at one with the 15 jersey in there and then say I ate at Patrick Mahomes' beef house.
So there are some upscale restaurants that are worth it. There are some, and I know you're not a food guy, so and that's okay. You don't have to be. There are some upscale restaurants that are absolutely worth it. The only Michelin-starred restaurant that I've been to that it was a $400 or $500 check average, that was an experience that I will never forget. Acre here in Parkville is maybe $100 a person if you want to do the chef's table where you sit at the kitchen. That is an experience that is worth every penny. I also ate at Gordon Ramsay's restaurant when that opened at Harrah's. I had such high expectations because he has more Michelin stars than any other chef in the world. And I was so disappointed.
Yeah, I know. If the restaurant's based around a chef, then yeah, I would actually say, well, that's probably worth it. Like the French Laundry or whatever is like a world famous restaurant and they have like 15 courses. And I would assume that's a dining experience you're never going to forget. And it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
That's Jamie? Not what this is. This is, it's, hey, it's going to be great because you ate at Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's steakhouse, which again, I love those guys, but I don't care.
Okay, doing my best Taylor Swift Swifty impression.
Okay.
She has a song.
She has a song called Alchemy, and it mentions white wine. What sort of cocktails are made with white wine?
Spritzers?
A lot of them. I don't drink any of them because my cocktails are made with hard liquor, but I don't know. Quentin, you sent us this. Her cocktail is called a French Blonde. Does that have white wine in it?
It's made with gin.
Not the same.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I've become more and more into gin lately.
There's a French blonde and an American blonde cocktail.
Because the first two lines in the song are, this happens once in a few lifetimes. These chemicals hit me like a white wine.
Okay, Lillet Blanc is in the cocktail, and that is a white wine.
Oh, okay.
That is a sweet white wine. I use it to make a white Negroni.
So maybe
that
that's
has gin in it. Okay.
So maybe it is that.
Maybe it's a take on a white Negroni.
If there was an athlete whose restaurant you'd go to because you trust their taste in food, what athlete would that be? Because these two aren't it. It's Patrick Mahomes is known for putting ketchup on everything.
Yeah.
Kelsey's known for what? For, I don't know.
I could not tell you. Like, he used to go to Paropos a lot, yeah. Which is an Argentinian.
He's known as kind of a frat bro. Like, yeah. Or it used to be. I mean, that's probably not an affair thing anymore. But Mitchell Schwartz used to be the right tackle, I mean, for the Chiefs.
Yeah, he would even to this day,
He does a lot of cooking on Instagram and stuff.
Like last year, he was he would come into studio for 610.
Yeah.
And they would do foodie stuff over
there. I believe
they're
called 96.5 The Fan now.
It's still simulcast on 610.
Oh, is it still? I didn't know that.
Yes.
I don't have AM radio in my car, so.
I mean, are there any athletes that after they were done being an athlete, they opened restaurants? Did anybody grow up in New Orleans? Like, anybody grow up in a food city that I would trust maybe? Like, if you grew up in New Orleans, yeah. I'm maybe trusting.
Right.
That you know gumbo and that you know etouffee and some stuff like that.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire is the only one I can think of that I know is from New Orleans or from that area.
Yeah.
But I don't know about his taste in food. Yeah, that seems like that would be what I would be into. Mm-hmm. Like if they opened up like a barbecue place or something like that, if Patrick Mahomes was selling ketchup, I'd be like, oh, ketchup, cool. Travis Kelce is selling beer, and it's fine.
But that doesn't make as much money,
I know,
as this steakhouse is going to make.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, if you got reservations, congratulations. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic experience and something you'll remember for years.
I mean, I hope it's worth the money. I genuinely hope that it's not all buzz. I guarantee you portion sizes are not going to be big because in fancy restaurants, they never are. So you're going to spend a lot of money and you're going to think you're not getting a lot for it is my prediction.
Then afterwards on the way home, go, can we go to McDonald's? Yeah, I'm actually still kind of hungry.
Winstead's is not that far, you know, can we go grab something like that? It is in the Lowe's Hotel, and that's one of my favorite. God, that hotel bar is great, but good luck to them.
The restaurant features street-level entrance. It's designed to resemble walking through a stadium tunnel. The tunnel will lead customers to the host stand and a 10-foot-wide display featuring refrigerated steaks. So you can pick your steak, I guess.
The visual is,
cool.
And Gordon Ramsay does that too, where you get to pick your, it's sort of like picking your dessert off the tray.
Yeah.
You get to pick your steak out of the.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that Red Lobster lets you pick the lobster. So I don't know if
that's
very fancy.
That's true.
I think Texas Roadhouse, you can when you walk in, you can pick your steak out of the little glass. So
It's, never mind. Steak is also for me, and I love steak because I can make it myself and it'll taste just as good as Ruth's Chris or anything like that. So steak to me is like the lowest barometer for what I'm considering to be fancy food. Does that make sense? Like I don't like fancy food in general.
So what to you
and
would be?
I've spent hundreds of dollars at steakhouses and been like, what was the point of this?
So if you can make it yourself,
if I can make it myself, why would I do this?
So what would you, if you're going to a fancy, somebody else is paying for it.
Seafood would have to be it because I hate seafood. But if you can make it palatable for me, then it's good.
Because usually in Italian restaurants, I'm going to order something I don't make at home or I don't like to make at home. I never order risotto in a restaurant because it's one of the best things I make. I don't order gnocchi in a restaurant. It's one of the best things I make. So, but if you're doing something like a short rib or something like that, I don't make that at home.
Yeah.
So hopefully your
ribs, that would be going.
Yeah.
Like where they're falling off the bone. Yeah.
Something that's got to cook for 12 hours. I'm not doing
that
at home.
I don't have the patience.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
So.
All right. Coming up, speaking of eating out and food, another local brewery is closing. It's the fourth one this year.
What is going on?
What is going on with breweries? We're going to tackle all the problems they're experiencing coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right, if you're into the craft beer scene in Kansas City, weigh in. What's going on? 913-586-7798 if you have insight, because I'm not the biggest beer drinker in the world, and there's not a common thread through the four Kansas City breweries that have closed this year. The latest one is Crane Brewing, which is in Raytown. They are closing after 11 years. They blamed equipment failures and lease issues. Somebody on Facebook got a hold of their property taxes and said that their property taxes went up dramatically this year in true Jackson County fashion. And so that didn't help either. Their lease was set to expire at the end of the year. The new owners could not reach an acceptable agreement with the landlord, who sent a termination letter, according to the Business Journal. So it was, and I knew Crane Brewing for sour beers, and that's not my thing, but people liked it. I mean, it was a cool scene.
It's a real trust fall to be drinking a sour beer. And no, it's supposed to taste like that, but it's really skunky. No, it's supposed to taste like that.
Yeah.
The same as you've never... I've never been there. I've never had them, and I don't like sour beer. But I think that there is definitely something happening with breweries closing, because this is the fourth one this year alone.
And they're not in the same place.
Yeah.
They're in different parts of town. Somebody help me out. I don't get what's going on. There is a new one that's opening in Prairie Village that we'll talk about here in a second. But the four that have opened this year so far, Crane, Double Shift Brewing in Kansas City, Pathlight in Shawnee, and Big Rip Brewing in North Kansas City. Hmm. So all over the map.
Well, we've talked about this, but increasingly younger people aren't drinking as much.
And in
general, people aren't drinking as much, but it's especially hitting with young people, who would be the ones going out to a craft brewery, let's face it.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, switching to weed or just abstaining altogether because it's too expensive is another factor. People don't have as much money as they used to.
And going to a brewery is not always cheap. It's not as cheap as just buying it.
That's,
especially if they sell it in stores, which they usually do. It's more expensive to go to a brewery than just buy it and have it at home.
You would love to celebrate and support a local brewery like that. But at the same time, if the peanut or the social has a $3 draft night, you're probably going to go there.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a good point. Actually, a lot of bars have the local beers on tap, or you can get the local beers there. Or a lot of times they're cheaper.
Just get a domestic. Just get a Bud Light. If the whole what I'm going for is just to watch a game with my friends at the bar.
Right.
And they got Bud Light for $2. Well, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. It's it's just really surprising to have four closed this year. Yeah. Is that's a lot. I mean, and it's only September. That's just kind of strange to me that that's, and that's not happening from what I can tell in other parts of the entertainment. Like, we have new cocktail bars opening. I can think of several that are opening new cocktail, new restaurants are opening. Mm-hmm. Despite the economy being what it is. And in this case, it was a rent issue. Also, the location that it's, unless it's moved since last time I was there, that's not a prime location in Raytown where they were. No. I remember it being down like a side street. You got to be intentional if you're going to go there. So how bad, again, this goes back to property taxes for me in this case. If they couldn't come up with a lease agreement, that means the landlord wanted more than Crane was willing to pay. And it may be because the owner's property taxes went up so much that they needed to make it up somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to put there then that's going to make more money than Crane, but a restaurant maybe or something that does more than just beer. Let me go scroll for half a second because you mentioned weed. Quentin, look this up for me. If I recall, there was going to be a new entertainment venue opening in Riverside that was going to have a weed bar.
Really?
It was going to have, yes, it's not open yet. But I remember that being, I remember Grayson and I talking about it, that was going to be a key feature. It was going to have a place where you could go to, and maybe outside, but it was going to have an area to go
smoke weed
and consume. I don't know. I don't know what the right verb is, but consume on site.
With weed, there's a couple of, like, if it's edibles, that'd just be weird because I'm going to eat something and then just stand here and wait for it to kick in.
Yeah.
Smoking is pretty quick. And then if you use like tinctures, which is you know, the liquid drops, that's pretty quick too. So I could see like making mocktails with the tincture in them and people getting drunk or high or whatever that way. I don't know.
My problem solver brain is asking, okay, if people are doing weed more than they're drinking, where's the market to make money off the people that are doing weed and get them out somewhere?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Can we,
I don't know.
Maybe this is my brain that's way ahead of the law.
Yeah.
But can we have bars that sell
weed,
edibles, or sell weed or sell,
you know? The best thing you could have would be like mocktails with weed in them.
Okay.
And then, because
we have
that
with CBD,
just a big vending machine in the back that sells Doritos and Cheetos. I mean, and
go where the money is.
You can play Grand Theft Auto and
go where the market is. Go, you know, when people didn't smoke cigarettes as much, cigarette companies started doing the vaping. I mean, you have to change based on where the market is. If the market is in weed, what are people doing instead of drinking? Where are they, unless they're not spending their money at all?
I think you're way ahead of the law. I'm actually shocked that there was a place that was like, hey, you can come here and do weed.
I think it's Riverside.
Yeah. Even recreational is not like the licensing for that would be insane.
Right. Yeah. My brain is there's especially in Missouri.
Unless it's a bring your own type of deal,
which wouldn't.
How are you making money off?
Are you making money off that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the food would be a key part of that.
Yeah.
But where's your money going? Where's your entertainment money going? And go where the money is, you know, because you're right. The mocktails is a good, like I said, I think CBD cocktails are, like CBD. It doesn't do anything for me.
Me either.
But there are cocktails that do that. When people stop drinking as much, their mocktail bars opened. I mean, alcohol-free bars opened and people went to those to have the experience of a bar around other people who weren't drinking.
I think that there's something else happening here too that's important is younger people aren't drinking, property taxes, things are expensive. Also, people just aren't going out as much.
Yeah.
People would rather spend their time at home on their phones or watching TV or whatever. I think this the idea of a Cheers like place where you just go and you become friends with the people there because you're regulars. The idea of being a regular at a place is not as common as it used to be.
I think that's absolutely correct. And those bars, we don't have those cheap bars, even the cheap neighborhood bars.
Yeah.
We have a couple. There are a couple near me in Waldo. Walsh's is one of them. If you live in South Waldo, you know what I'm talking about. There are a few places that are cheap that if I was more inclined to just go out alone more, I could probably go to those and make friends and sit there and hang out. That's just not my, it's pretty rare that I'm going to go out and do happy hour alone or something like that. Also, we're paying a lot for our mortgages and they're like, I'm my head goes to this a little bit. It's like, I'm paying for this house. I think I'd rather light a fire in the back. Yeah. Do a bonfire in the back and have the neighbors over.
Yep.
And I'll make cocktails at home or something instead of going out.
I've always, I rarely have been somebody who drank at bars.
Yeah.
Just one, because of the social responsibility of it. But two, I was always the same way. I was like, I'm paying rent.
Yeah.
Why would I can save so much more money by just going up to the liquor store, getting a bottle of tequila or vodka or whatever.
Yeah.
If friends want to come over, they come over. We can drink here. Why would we go to a bar so we can, what, feel isolated by a bunch of people? There's something to it, though. There's something to about enjoying a beer in a public place. I think,
and
that's,
enjoying a cocktail in a cocktail bar.
Right.
To me, that's an experience.
Like there's a show, Peacemaker, which I'm just going to reference. I love that show. It's my favorite show on TV right now. But there's an episode in the very first episode. There's a scene where this beautiful woman, who's like an agent for the government, beats up a bunch of guys at a bar. Because she's just there and guys just start hitting on her and then get aggressive. And then she beats the living crap out of them. It's awesome. But she's just like, I just want to sit here and have a beer. Why can't you leave me alone? I just want to sit here and have a beer.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, well, that's, you know, you have their comment. But I'm also like, why do you want to sit there and have a beer? Because she was by herself. She wasn't with friends. She's just literally sitting at a bar. But there is something to that. There's something about like just being out in public. I think it's just maybe ingrained in us as human beings to be social animals.
Yes.
And to be around people while we're imbibing something that makes, I don't know, talking easier.
And I have been in that position before. It happens a lot more when I travel, but just you need to change the scenery. You've been in your house all day.
Yeah, that can
you don't want to spend a ton of money. Your brain is overloaded, but you just want to go and sit and be around people, but not necessarily interact.
Yeah.
And I could see doing that. In that case, go to a dive bar. You know, where it's going to be cheaper. Yeah. I also don't know. Do we have neighborhood bars as much as we used to? I mean, I think about where you live, you know, and we don't have neighborhood. We do.
I wish there was, because Katie and I were like, hey, I don't want to go too far from the house in case the kids need us. And we were in downtown Overland Park on her birthday. And then we're like, I guess we're just going to have to stay up here. Ended up going to Bergen Barrel, though. That's close. It's just not within walking distance, though.
Right.
We still had to drive there.
Yeah, we don't have, you know, we have some cool downtowns here, like Lenexa's got its thing now. We've got these downtowns, but we don't have just little neighbor corner bars anymore like we used to. Areas of town have, like KCK has them, if you go into like Strawberry Hill and stuff like that, but we just don't have what we used to.
All right. 913-586-7798. There is good news, though. Macy's in Prairie Village is becoming a new brewery.
All gazillion square feet
while
of
they're
it.
Closing everywhere else, an entire Macy's is becoming a bar. We'll talk about that and more coming.
So coming into the Macy's in Prairie Village, that closed store is going to be a new brewery. It's not going to take up the whole thing. They're going to section it off and divide it into some different things, but it's called Big Grove. I was looking to see where this was from. Shops Prairie Village is undergoing a transformation. We are looking forward to being a catalyst of that change. So 71st Street and Mission Road, Iowa is where it's based. Okay, that's what I was looking for.
Okay.
So Big Grove. So it's not a new brewery. It's based somewhere else, and they're opening a new location here.
This is crazy, though. Like, why would you need that much room for a brewery?
Yeah, they're going to do some other things there. Now I can't get into the story, but
a brewery, like if you're opening up, obviously, like Boulevard or Budweiser or something. Sure, you need that much room, but not to like have a bar.
The pictures look really cool. They're gonna. How do I put this? It looks sort of like Chicken and Pickle to me, kind of with the fake. Fire pits and stuff like that, like gas-fired fire, a lot of patio space, and it looks neat. It's a good thing because that's a name. People must drink that beer here already.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an interesting idea, is for big-name beers in other cities to open tap rooms here, and I don't know how much that happens. That would be something interesting to look into. Like, what's popular here? What's the really popular beer out of Manhattan, Kansas? I'll never think of it right now.
But I have no idea.
I know. Yeah. And I'm looking at Quentin, and he's not going to know either. There's a really big one out of Manhattan.
He intentionally dropped eye contact.
I know.
With you.
Like, don't look at me for the answer.
I got other stuff I got to do.
Oh, I'm sure you're busy.
But what's the other big one? Free State in Lawrence.
Yeah, Free
like,
State.
I could see them opening a tap room here. Why don't they open a tap room here? That could go really well. take some of the other ones around the state and open a tap room here.
We were talking about weed infused things. John Grayson, ever heard of him?
Still listening to the show. Still every listening. Day.
He said that there's a place in Buffalo called Barbill that, or Barb Bill. I don't know if that was a typo, but whatever. Mm-hmm. That does this, that has weed infused beer. You were saying, Quentin, that there's a place in Illinois called Half Baked.
Yeah,
that does
half,
this.
Half Baked. They got an arcade. They make their own pizza there. Cornbread crust pizza, which I've never heard of. But
yeah, that sounds awesome, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. But they do, is it beer or just weed infused?
They do weed infused cocktails.
Cocktails. Okay. Yeah. So it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in Rockford, Illinois, which is the armpit of.
Maybe they were like, you know what, Rockford, we'll let you try this first. Well,
Decatur will be next. Yeah. Yeah. Pick a city that needs the infusion of cash.
It'll distract people from the smell.
Yeah. Oh, it's so bad.
The weed smell will actually distract from the overall Rockfordness of it.
So that doesn't surprise me. Illinois, any one of the first states to pass legal weed in the first place is going to have the laws that are and are going to
I'm
find that favorable.
Missouri doesn't, though, because Missouri tends to be, with this stuff, very like libertarian. Mm-hmm. In when it comes to letting people get blitzed,
the money is there, man. Yeah. Go for the cash.
All right, coming up, we are going to be talking about how relationship dynamics are affected by one person making more money than the other. Also, Tyreek Hill is still a jerk. I don't know if you can believe this. Chiefs are talking about maybe trading for him. Should they? After these latest allegations, we'll talk about it next on Midday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.